Rapporteur, at the outset, let me just point out that my statement does not pertain to the suggestion presented by the chair this afternoon. We will need to consult with our members before we provide comments on that. Chair, I think it's fair to say that the progress this week has been slow and that the room continues to be divided, which has made us reflect upon what we can all possibly agree upon. I think we can all agree that we would want the full realization of the UNGPs. However, this draft treaty, which promotes legal uncertainty for states and for businesses, significant liability risks, uncertain scope, extraterritorial jurisdiction, and unfeasibility of implementation, will not get us there, nor will it provide the necessary platform for any consensus. So perhaps it is time for us to take a step back and start from first principles. For the business community that we represent, that means going back to the UNGPs. In that regard, we encourage the working group to refocus its efforts on raising awareness and better implementing the UNGPs. In addition, encouraging states to adopt national action plans would allow for more organic, bottom-up solutions than the top-down, one-size-fits-all solution that this treaty seeks. Lastly, I want to remind governments that the UNGPs had such profound support by all stakeholders, and I think we can all agree that that is a very rare occurrence in our field of global public policy. The reason behind that success was the active participation of relevant stakeholders. We would like to encourage governments to more actively engage the business community in this process. We have heard from governments today about the need for expert inputs. We are here to be constructors, and we have practical expertise on what it means to work on human rights issues in a business setting. Happy to offer this knowledge and be productive thought partners. To conclude, Chair, the business community is ready to support the advancement of responsible business conduct globally, and we remain committed to respecting human rights. I thank you.
I thank the United States Council for International Business for your statement.